Welcome back to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. Well, Pan-African Business Summit, the New York Forum Africa, takes place in Libreville, Gabon at the end of this month. Last year, more than 1 billion euros in deals were signed at this event. And we're joined now by the Moroccan events producer who's behind this, Richard Attias. He is the creator of the New York Forum Africa. Richard, thanks for your time. Briefly tell us what the New York Forum is and then how the Africa connection came about.
Thank you very much, Hannah, for having me. In fact, you know, after 15 years of producing the World Economic Forum in Davos, and by the way, even being involved in the one in South Africa, I decided to create my own conference, the New York Forum, in New York, in the middle of the economic crisis in 2009, with one goal, which is to really find solutions of the major issues that the world was facing. Not just talk, but solutions, and to leave the room with a roadmap. This is what we have achieved for the first 2 years of the New York Forum in New York. And I was asking myself why we were not having so much African in the room. And as you know better than me, visa issues plus cost issues to travel to New York was not allowing a lot of our brothers and sisters to come to New York. So I decided to create one thing in Africa, to be more Pan-African, to also try to tackle the major issues that the African continent was facing, and to put around the same table business leaders, political leaders, media leaders, and youth. This is how was born the New York Forum Africa. And I was remembering that one of the African presidents was telling me in 2008, Richard, if one day you want to create something, come to my country and let's do it together. This was the president, Ali Bongo. This is how was born the New York Forum Africa a few years ago in Libreville.
Now, this year's theme is invest in the energy continent, and we'll focus on the energy that comes from Africa's human resources, among other things, but a specific focus on the continent's young people. We know that Africa has a massive youth unemployment problem. How is the forum this year going to tackle that issue?
In fact, for the past few years, people were always talking about the oil, the commodities, the mining, the infrastructure, but sometimes we were underestimating the people. And definitely this year, we decided to really show how the energy of the youth people, of the entrepreneurs, of the innovators, of the women of the continent could be an amazing field of investment. And the way to show that is, number one, to give them a voice, a strong voice. We want to hear them. We need to hear them. What are they expecting from us, political leaders and business leaders? Two is also to give them a platform where they can present some of their ideas, which probably will maybe attract some potential investors or giving them more easy access to financing. And one of the initiatives of the New York Forum Africa is that this year we will give the equivalent of 100,000 euros to few startups, African startups, you know. So this is what we are trying to do. And last but not least, we are trying also to put in perspective all the areas, agriculture, technology, education, healthcare, where the people of Africa also have some amazing ideas and opportunities to present.
You spoke about giving young people a platform, that you want to hear from young people in order to, you know, hear their ideas, hear their innovations. Which young people are going to be presenting at the forum this year? Can you give us a few examples of perhaps some entrepreneurs?
Yeah, you know, we have people coming from different countries, from Kenya, from Uganda, from Morocco, from, of course, Gabon, Ivory Coast. And these young, talented people, boys and girls, are coming sometimes with very basic ideas, you know, ideas of how can I protect, you know, my village from lions who are sometimes in the middle of the night come to my village in Kenya and killing my cause, and what is helping me to survive. And these young kids, they invented some very simple systems, you know, with LED screens, just to put some light in the middle of the night, which is keeping the animals, the lions, outside of the village. Very basic, but these kids, to make it much more, I would say, available for much more people, not just in Kenya, but in Tanzania, they need some little investment. So this is one very basic example. At the opposite, something much more high technology is to help some talented people in Congo, for example, to start to produce cell phones, tablets, invented and made in Africa. Not just invented in Africa and made in China, but invented in Africa and made in Africa. Mm. So these are just two of the few examples. But, you know, we see a very important growth of what we call the services. The paradox in Nigeria, the largest country today in Africa, you will find more than 200 private jets in Africa, but not a single national airlines in Nigeria, which is a huge paradox. Why? Because people were not really investing in their own country. And it's because today we have these young people, so talented, but so demanding, who really, and also people from the diaspora, who are pushing us to tell, hey guys, trust in ourselves, trust in our continent. And this is what the New York from Africa is trying to be, a platform to give a voice to all these, I would say, innovators and all these people full of energy.
And on the financing side, it's very encouraging to hear about some of those ideas. But as you mentioned earlier, these people need access to financing. These entrepreneurs need finance. Who do you expect to be at the conference from a financing point of view? So potential investors into these initiatives.
You know, for the past 4 years, we were quite lucky to be able to attract people coming from different parts of the world. We had great investors from the United States of America, from China, from Turkey, and now this year we have even Indians who are coming, not just to try to see which deals they can make with local government, but also where can I put my money? I will give you a very basic example. The very famous private equity firm, Carlyle, huge, very well known in America. Only a year ago, they came to the New York from Africa. They were smelling what is happening, trying to understand the sub-Saharan country. And they said, okay, we will raise a fund. Maybe the target will be $250 million to see how we can raise some money and invest in Africa on energy, on agriculture. In less than 3 months, more than $800 million were raised. So now they are coming to see in which areas they can invest and on which maybe new ideas they could invest. But they're not the only one. We have the sovereign fund of China coming. We have the sovereign fund of Turkey coming. We have the import-export banks coming. And last but not least, the New York from Africa this year is just connected to the AGOA forum, which will happen just the 3 days before the New York from Africa end of August.
Richard Atias is the creator of the New York Forum Africa, taking place in Libreville, Gabon at the end of August.